VOA Learning English, this is As It Is. I'm Ana Mateo in Washington. Coming up in the second half of our show, we will hear about how affordable mangoes are one person's dream, but another person's problem. But first, we hear about a dead zone in waters near the United States. This dead zone has nothing to do with burial places, zombies, or monsters. Christopher Cruz tells us what a dead zone is and how some scientists are trying to bring it back to life.
The area known as a dead zone develops every spring in the Gulf of Mexico near the mouth of the Mississippi River. It can be as large as 13,600 square kilometers, extending all the way to the eastern Texas shoreline. Scientists know what causes this dead zone, and a new study suggests an answer. But the solution might be hard to accept for those who live far away from the coastline. Bayani Cardenas is a professor of water studies at the University of Texas at Austin. He wondered why natural cleaning or filtration does not remove nitrates from the Mississippi River that create the dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico. He says rivers generally filter out materials like nitrates. Professor Cardenas says his recent study shows that more than 99% of the river's water does pass through the riverbank material, or sediments, on its way south. But he adds that the river system is simply overwhelmed by the amount of nitrogen it carries. This nitrogen-rich water supports the growth of algae. As the algae dies, it sinks to the bottom where it breaks down or decomposes, taking oxygen from the water. This condition is called hypoxia and is deadly to fish and shrimp. The Mississippi River system carries water to the Gulf from 33 states and two Canadian provinces. Along the way, chemicals like nitrogen that are used in farming enter the river system. Aaron Packman is a civil and environmental engineering professor at Northwestern University. He says farmers may be able to better control the amount of nitrate fertilizer they put on fields.
How much fertilizer do you need to give you good yields? And then how much is maybe the marginal gain from adding lots more fertilizer? So there's really a question, could you back that off and maybe get close to the same level of yield without having so much of a negative impact?
The water in the Mississippi River system should be able to clean or filter itself naturally as it flows downstream. But human-made structures used to improve travel on the river and to control floods have hurt this natural cleaning process. In the coming months, storms will mix the Gulf water and the dead zone will disappear. But it will return next year. And scientists say it will grow larger in years to come if something is not done to reduce the amount of nitrogen in the Mississippi River. I'm Christopher Cruz.
Thanks, Christopher. And I'm Ana Mateo in Washington. You are listening to As It Is. just heard about high levels of nitrogen in the Mississippi River system, creating a dead zone in the Gulf of Mexico. But nitrogen is needed for farming, proving yet again that sometimes too much of a good thing is not good at all. In this next story, the same can be said about mangoes. India and the European Union are involved in a heated trade fight over mangoes. The EU has banned them, but most people in India are not complaining. The ban has led to a flood of mangoes in local Indian markets and a sharp drop in prices. Prices for one kind, the Alfonso mango, have crashed or fallen fast and far. This type of mango is usually so costly that it is out of reach for middle-class households. Pradima Div in New Delhi had stocked up on vegetables and fruits during the weekend. But after reading reports that prices of the prized Alfonso mango had crashed, she rushed back to the supermarket to buy more, or as she puts it, to get her fill.
I am delighted. I'm absolutely delighted. We can have our fill of it now. I just can't believe it.
Ms. Div can thank a tiny fruit fly. The European Union imposed an 18-month ban on Indian mangoes, along with a few other vegetables, after finding fruit flies in some of the produce. When the ban went into effect on May 1st, prices of the Alfonso mango fell to their lowest level in nearly 20 years. There are several kinds of mangoes, but the Alfonso mango is known as the king of the mango. It is popular from Japan to Europe. As it usually happens, its popularity raised the price and forced most Indians to look for more affordable varieties. While shoppers in India are enjoying the surplus of Alfonso mangoes, exporters are having a different experience. The ban is hitting them hard and is directly affecting their profits. Officials in New Delhi have asked the European Union to reconsider the ban. They have even threatened to take the issue to the World Trade Organization. This is not the first time that the mango has been involved in high-level diplomacy. Indian officials often give the prized fruit to foreign leaders. And in 2006, India and the U.S. struck what is now known as the Mango for Bikes deal. New Delhi reportedly permitted Harley-Davidson motorcycle imports in exchange for lifting an 18-year ban on mango imports by the United States. I'm Ana Mateo. Find us on Facebook, iTunes, or Twitter. Stay tuned for more Learning English programs.